Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Miguel Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in our opening prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now. We ask for mercy. Oh, God, we ask that you will search our hearts. We are presenting ourselves before you, Lord, that you may use us, oh, God, that you will bless us through this broadcast tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, God, reach out to every soul that's listening right now. Let a blessing come upon them right now and overtake them in the name of Jesus. Lord, send your anointing. Send your power, oh God. Move by your power. Work wonders, Lord, and work miracles, oh God. Lord, we know you are able to reach out and touch somebody's heart through your word tonight. Oh God, prick somebody's heart to repentance. Touch somebody's mind, Lord. Give them a mind to turn from their ways. Give them the mind to seek after you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, that you will send your healing virtue, that you will touch, Lord, and heal in the name of Jesus. Lord, many are suffering with illnesses and diseases, oh God, and conditions in their bodies, Lord, and we are praying that you will make them whole tonight, that you will move in a mighty way and restore their health unto them. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you will bring comfort and consolation to those who are bereaved of their loved ones, Lord. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Take control, Lord God, of this broadcast. And have your way, Lord. Speak to our hearts, oh God, and minister to us, Lord, the things that we stand in need of, Lord. We know you're able to do all things, and we're depending on you tonight. Lord God, have your way, and let your will be done. We ask you, Lord, to remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one, name by name. Bless, Lord, in a mighty way. We are praying, God, for the leaders all around the world. Oh, Lord, put it in their hearts and in their minds to do what is right. Rebuke corruption, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you are able, oh, God. We are down here in this world, and we are affected by the decisions that are made. We pray, God, that you will give them the mind. Put it in their hearts and make the right decisions. Oh, God, only you have the power. Lord God, we're depending on you. We ask that you will have your way. Look on the bereaved families tonight, Lord. Please, my God, remember them in a special way. Look on Missionary Jones tonight, God. Give her comfort and consolation and the family, Lord, the Jones family. Move, Lord Jesus, and save in the family, oh, Lord. We know you're able, my God. Look on the Edmund family. Give them comfort and consolation. Oh, my God, please hold them during this difficult time and help them to get through it. In the name of Jesus, all the bereaved families, Lord, one by one and name by name, every family member that's represented. Lord, be merciful and reach out to them tonight. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, God, for the young man, Darrell. Lord God, comfort him right now and save him, Lord Jesus. Heal him, Lord. Work a miracle. You are able to do all things. There is nothing too hard for you, oh God. Blot out his transgressions. Let his sins be forgiven in the name of Jesus. And bless his family, Lord. We know you are able, my God. We are ever looking unto you, Lord. We ask that you will be with us
throughout the remainder of this broadcast, Lord. Let your will be done, O God. Let your powers be made known. Lord God, let this ministry be blessed. Let it grow. Let it prosper even the more. We know you are able, Lord Jesus. Let it reach many souls near and far. We believe it and we count it as done. And Lord, we thank you. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that opening prayer, that beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to read our opening scriptures taken from the 23rd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. Again, that's the 23rd number of Psalm. And it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture again, the 23rd number of Psalm, the first throughout the sixth verses. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Meen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 563-999-3634. At the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. That's 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We are praying for Darnell, for the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmund family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.D., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, Ms. Maxine Tucker, Ms. Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if our own Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. Didn't I tell you it will be all right? Didn't I tell you it will be all right? Didn't I tell you it will be all right? Told me to tell you it will be all right. Didn't I tell you be all right? Didn't I tell you it will be all right? Didn't I tell you it will be all right? Told me to tell you it will be all right. It will be all right. Will be all right. It will be all right. It will be all right. It will be all right. Be all right. Told me to tell you it will be all right. Didn't I tell you it will be all right? Didn't I tell you it will be all right? Didn't I tell you it will be all right? He told me to tell you it will be all right, 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 gonna be all right. Be all right. Gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Didn't I tell you it will be all right? Didn't I tell you it will be all right? Didn't I tell you it will be all right? Told me to tell you it will be all right.
Amen. Thank God for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Didn't I tell you that it's going to be all right?
Yes.
Amen. I believe that it's going to be all right.
Amen.
Thank God for that selection coming through her. Now, at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Yabel Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast once again. Now, at this time, we're going to prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord. And the message tonight will be coming Evangelist Melinda Edmond. Praise God. So let us listen intently to the word of God. You can receive a blessing tonight. You can receive strength, healing, deliverance, whatever it is that you need. Listen to the word of God. God bless you.
Praise God, and God bless all of our radio listeners. We thank God for you. Thank God for Evangelist May Edmond. We're glad to be here once again. We're going to go right into the word of God, taken from Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. That's Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. And there is something in the word of God for you, if you would hear what thus saith the Lord. Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse, and it reads as follows. It says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. And this was the Lord. He was speaking to Jeremiah, and he told him to arise and go down to the potter's house. He said, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Glory to God. And I believe that the Lord was speaking to Jeremiah here. The people of God had become disobedient.
They had
begun to turn their back on the Lord and disobey God. And Jeremiah, being a prophet of God, he had a work to do. God spoke to Jeremiah and told him to arise and go down to the potter's house.
Amen.
God had something for Jeremiah.
Yes.
He wanted Jeremiah not only to see, but he wanted him to hear the word of God.
Yes.
So that when he go back to the people, he would have something to take unto them.
Yes.
And Jeremiah, he arose and went on down to the potter's house. And when he got there, the potter wrought a work on the wheel. He began to make a vessel, but that vessel was marred in the potter's hand.
Yes, Lord.
And because the vessel was marred, it was no good to the potter. So the potter sought to make a better vessel. Glory to God. Being that clay had been marred in the potter's hand, it just wasn't good enough. It was not a perfect vessel. So the potter began, no doubt, to just break it up and make a new vessel.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. And God began to speak to Jeremiah.
Yes,
the word of the Lord came to him. Said, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as the potter have done? Glory to God, with the clay. God knows. He began to speak to Jeremiah and began to let him know that he could work the work on Israel.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God, you and I, the people of God. He began to let us know, although they had gone astray, although they had been disobedient, that God was able to yet work a work on them. He was able to make them a
Lord. He was able to make them all over again.
Yes.
Glory to God. And I tell you, that's what we need to do right today. Some of us that say we know the Lord, God Almighty, we've been going this way for quite some time now.
Yes.
But by and by,
yes,
way down the road,
yes,
we done got marred. Glory to God. Going in our own way.
Amen.
We done got marred. Glory, hallelujah. But the potter began to take a look at the first vessel, and he saw that the vessel was marred in his hands. It had no doubt some kind of flaw.
Yes.
It was not perfect. It was some imperfection there. So the potter began to make a better vessel.
Yes,
he wasn't satisfied with the vessel as it was, but he wanted the vessel to be a good vessel,
yes,
an upright vessel. No doubt, when you go to build a house, you don't build a house lopsided or crooked. You don't build one entrance and don't build a way out.
Yes.
But when you build that house,
yes,
you want it to stand upright.
Yes.
You want it to stand erect.
Yes.
You want it to be built on a sound foundation.
Amen.
You want the foundation to be laid correctly in order for that house to stand.
Yes.
Well, that's the way it is with the people of God.
Yes.
God wants us to be clean.
Yes.
He wants us to be righteous. Upright and holy. He wants us to be that better vessel. He began to speak to Jeremiah and let him know that can I do this? If the potter can make a better vessel, can I also do with Israel as the potter has done with that clay? I can make a better vessel. I can cause you, glory to God, to turn from the error of your way. I can cause you to turn from going in your own way and cause you to come on back and make you all over again. God is able. I said he's able to make us a better vessel. Glory to God. I realize that sometimes along this way the enemy come against us and he try to turn us around. He try to make us not be steadfast in that sound doctrine that we walk hard. He causes us sometimes to get a little shaky. Glory to God. But one thing about it, God, I said, God, he's standing right there. God is right there, ready to catch us before we fall. He's right there to make us a better vessel. Jesus will be right there in time of trouble. Glory to God. God wants to make us a better vessel. He wants to make us over again. God Almighty, he wants his people to get closer to him. He wants his people to come back home. Glory to God. Like the prodigal son, he said, I will arise and go back to the Father. Somebody needs to arise tonight and go back to the Father. Go back and let him make you that better vessel. Go back and see the pattern. God is the pattern, and you are the clay. God Almighty, go back to the pattern and let him work the work on you. Just as a pattern, work the work on the wheel. Somebody needs to go back and try Jesus all over again. You need to go back to where you first believed, when you first heard the word. The word that caused your heart to be broken up. That word that caused you to turn from your way and go God's way. You need to go back. You need to go back. Go see the pattern. Jesus is the pattern, and he's waiting. Glory to God. Go on back to Jesus. He wants to make you that better vessel. Glory, hallelujah. God gives us a chance and an opportunity to get our house set in order. As he told the prophet to go to Hezekiah, I told him, God, you've got your house in order, because you've got solid there. But
Evangelist Melinda Edmond, praise God, for message preached on tonight. And now at this time, we're going to have remarks from our ministers and evangelists. And if you would like to give remarks, but you're not on the line, you can dial in at 945-218-0218. And the access code is 58-47-681-POUND. At this time, we're going to hear from Evangelist Khadija Hameen, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through the late Evangelist Melinda. She really preached under the anointing, and it's such a beautiful thing to know that even if we become marred, even though we might be imperfect, God, he won't just leave us like that, but he will make us a better vessel if we let him. Beautiful message. I really enjoyed it. Be encouraged. Pray for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For this great ministry, the Gospel Truth broadcast, and I thank God for that powerful message. It was anointed coming through the late Evangelist Melinda, and I tell you, I used to enjoy listening to her and watching her in the services, going forth, preaching the word of God, encouraging the people of God, and I miss that, and I thank God that that message that she preached is a very timely message. It's a message of today. Come back to the Lord. Go to the potter's house so he can make you all over again. The Lord will just reshape you. He'll mold you. He'll form you. He'll just make a better vessel. Amen. She was talking about a better vessel. The Lord wants us to be better, to be holy. He wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. This is what the Lord wants for us. And I encourage you to just take this word of God in and apply it to your own life. And I ask that you will continue to seek the Lord and keep praying, because God, he is speaking. The Lord is speaking. Someone has gotten off track. Someone has gone astray. And you need to come on back so the Lord can make you over. Praise God. Thank God for the word once again. And just continue to pray for me. And I thank God for you, Evangelist May. Be encouraged and keep doing all that the Lord gives you to do.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the word that came to the late Evangelist Melinda.
Yes. Praise God. I thank the Lord for that message on tonight.
That was a very powerful message, and it's very prevalent today. I wish that this message could have been preached all over. I wish that the people of God today could hear this message, because sometimes when we start out, oh, we have the anointing, oh, we be going forth in the Lord, but then along the way, Satan tries to mar the vision. He tries to mar that vision. He tries to mar the work that you have been assigned to do. He tries to mess up everything that you try to do for the Lord. But think about it, God is able to make us all over again. Just like that potter takes that clay, mars it, and make it all over again, and he makes it a better vessel. God can do the same, not only with Israel, but with us too. He can make us all over again and make us a better vessel. And that's what I believe today. I take God at his word, and God knows just what we all need today. So I'm believing the word of God and trusting in God that he will fix every situation that's going on in my life so I can be ready to meet the Lord when he calls, or whichever way comes first. If he calls me in to judgment, or if he comes first, I just want to be ready. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. It's a whole lot I could say on this message, but Vandis Melinda covered a lot of ground. So I just thank God for the word of God, and I thank God for each of our evangelists on the line. I want to encourage you to continue to do the will of the Lord. We thank God for all of the radio listeners. We pray that you will continue to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We have some more word for you, beautiful passages of scriptures and beautiful messages, inspiring messages that the Lord has in store for you. So continue to tune in, and we'll be back here again on Tuesday night if it's the Lord's will. Are there any more announcements or anything? Well, we are looking forward to having our anniversary. We're trying to work on that and get the date together. And as soon as we get it together, we will get back to you. God bless you, and thank you again. We love you. We are keeping you in our prayers. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for us. Good night.